Hi, welcome to the Bible Talks with Josh and Heather.
The Bible Talks is a show that discusses deep theology in a simple way.
So if you're interested in the Bible and theology, but you don't consider yourself a theologian, this is a show for you.
That's right. We are Josh and Heather Tice. We minister to and lead the Southern Hills Baptist Church in Las Vegas.
We love each other, love theology, and love to talk.
You can find this and previous episodes in our iTunes podcast or at KVXL 101.1 Experienced Liberty Radio.
So we're always starting with a little fun. Here we go.
Okay, let's do it.
We are episode 18, and I'm excited because it's going to be Bible Would You Rathers.
Bum, bum, bum.
And this is number two. We've done one of these already, but now we're bringing it back.
We always love these ones.
Bringing it back, Jack, I do. But before we do that, we've got to get the communicative wheels flowing. Prime the pump.
Prime the pump with a little bit of fun, yes. And you always prepare a little concept, a question or so.
More serious one today. Well, it could be more serious. Depends on how you take it and where you go with it.
I don't think I'm going to be serious.
But since we've got Would You Rathers, which are a bit lighter, I thought we'd start with a more serious question.
Okay, go.
What is the meaning of life? No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
We're not going that serious. The question is, describe something valuable you learned from your father.
Something valuable I learned from my father. There's so many things.
Yeah, I've got two. You want me to start? Because I had a little more time.
You've already had a chance
to
think about this.
I have.
Yeah.
So I'm going to name two. One is just very practical, and I'll name like an emotional one.
Okay.
The practical one is my dad is very handy with fixing things.
Yes.
He's just got that ability to know how to put things together.
That's why you were attracted to me.
Yeah, no, that's why you were attracted to me, because God knew that you needed a fix-it woman in your life.
That's right, because I can fix nothing.
Yeah. You fix...
No, that's true.
You fixed my broken heart.
I fixed the hearts
of
people.
Yeah.
But when it comes to
garbage disposals and such, no.
I don't do those
things.
I call the man.
No, you don't call the man. You call the woman, and that's me.
Well, that's what I would do. If you weren't around, I would call the guy who fixes the things.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate paying
she
people
likes to
come
be able to do it herself.
Stuff. Yes, the worst thing is cars. I can't fix cars. And in fact, hardly anybody can now because they're so electronic. But one day I will get an old car so I can fix it and work on it. But my dad always knew how to fix things. He helped me when we moved our house. He's helped me change garbage disposals, put in light fixtures and fans. I haven't done that one on my own, actually, the light fixtures and fans. But I've since replaced many garbage disposals. I've taken apart my dryer, put gas coils on.
Many garbage disposals. Can you explain that? Because there are people listening right now that are thinking, how many garbage disposals do you go through?
Well, we have children, and so they let washcloths and things get
Here's
down there.
Here's the thing
and run
we
it.
Learned.
I know we're not supposed
you're
to
not
let our
supposed
children
to
run
put,
the disposal, but
and not only that, you're not supposed to put aluminum cans down the disposal anymore.
We've not done that.
You used
y'all.
To be
He's
able
trying to.
To
be funny,
I'm pretty sure.
But we've not done that.
Do you think that there are people listening, thinking that maybe we did?
I think there's someone out there. Yeah, Duchess Kate is probably wondering: is that an American thing?
Oh my goodness,
thing?
Here
like,
we go again.
Like,
Duchess Kate.
What she's wondering. No, but I do love to fix things. And so I fixed my oven light. I replaced the whole like light fixture within my oven. And that all comes from my dad. He gave me the confidence to do that. And I love it. I've got some of his tools. So I always feel that connection when I bring out my tools, especially my wiring stuff, because daddy was really good with electrical things. But the emotional thing I learned is my dad is very practical in the fact that some parents and families love drama. My family did not. So when I was very dramatic as
my
a teenager and crying, some do.
Yeah.
My family was not just like, oh my goodness, it's an emergency. Let's have a conference with the teacher or the cheerleading coach or the volleyball coach or whatever. They would just be like, they would listen to me cry. They would pray for me. They'd hurt with me. But
yeah,
I cannot tell you how many times I remember my dad saying, even especially as I got older and would call him on the phone, you know, talking about
Heather,
marriage or
everything's
about the
gonna
kids,
be okay.
He would say, no, he'd say, well, girl, if that's the worst problem you got, you're doing okay. And I remember, like, I think about that a lot.
If that's the worst problem you got.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be
yes,
okay.
Yes, my son quotes that now. He thinks that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really true. I remember they weren't like non-compassionate. They were very compassionate towards me and would listen to me, but they didn't like play into it or make more of it than maybe they should have.
Yeah.
They helped me keep balance and perspective. in the midst of life's turmoil.
Yeah.
So that's mine.
Yeah, your dad's awesome. I remember even he taught me some things, or tried to. He said, son, let's go out and try to change the oil in your car. And so I held a wrench and I watched him change the oil. And he said, that's how it's done. That's what he said. And I remember I thought to myself, well, that's the last time I'm ever going to see my oil changed. I just keep taking it to the guy. He tried to teach me. He just didn't know I was unteachable in regards to that type of thing. But I love your dad, man. He's a lot of fun. But, okay, my dad, what did he teach me? He taught me a lot, I would say, practical. He taught me how to have fun with the kids, to go on trips, to go camping, to go to Disneyland. And then he taught me to pray with the kids. So, you know, I pray with the kids every night.
That is something. Yeah, your dad. I remember hearing that. Yeah.
So, you know, I would say those are a few things that we could get into now. You know, we ought to do a whole episode on parenting. Maybe a few episodes.
Ooh.
Maybe a series. Maybe we should start a new podcast.
If you're listening, you have a question about parenting that you're like, yeah, bring this up. Let's discuss this.
Yeah, email that to us. We'd love for you to email us at
Heather@SouthernHillsLV.com
or Pastor@SouthernHillsLV.com.
Or you could go to the Bible Talks on the Facebook page and comment or message us there.
Yeah, we'd love to get those questions from you because we are going to be doing a question and answer session soon. Or if you have an idea for a podcast, you're like, hey, why don't you cover this? Then we will. Now, I am excited about this episode, so let's get right into it.
All right. Episode 19, and it's our Bible Would You Rather. So I hope you're ready to play along. If you're listening with somebody, get ready because we want you to talk about these questions. Put yourself in the Bible character shoes. Let us know what you think.
Go for it. What's the first one?
All right. Would you rather have seen the Red Sea being parted or Jesus walking on the water?
Red Sea being parted or Jesus walking on the water? That's a tough one. Okay, let's assume that I get to see Jesus in another venue. I'm going to go with...
No, you can't do that.
What are you talking about?
You get one or the other.
No, because in a moment you're going to have other questions and it's going to be Jesus this or that or whatever, and I'll be able to see Jesus in one of those fantasy opportunities.
Yeah, but this is like a one or the other.
Ugh.
One question at a time, sir. It's not tough.
Yeah, it is.
No,
because if I go with the Red Sea, which I want to see.
It's God's power parting the Red Sea. It's not like it's removed.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Red Sea.
Me too.
Really?
Why are you going Red Sea?
Because I want to see how the sea parted.
You
want to
see the sea?
Yeah, I have a friend who thinks that there was a tunnel in the water.
What?
Yes.
Who's that friend? Call him out.
I'm not going to say who it is.
You're just making it up. Is this like the proverbial a friend asking for a friend?
I have a girlfriend really in Canada. She's in Canada. She goes to another school.
So, who is this friend?
I have a friend that says
I don't believe you have a friend that says this. I think you maybe kind of believe this, but didn't want to put yourself out there.
Like I'm over here. I'm just intimidated by our audience.
You're a very shy person.
I want this to be. I read somewhere that maybe it's a tunnel. Actually, it was my idea.
No, so who's the... Because I'm not against it. It could be a tunnel. That's kind of a neat idea.
That's why
I want them to get credit for it.
Here's the idea, because it says it stands up on both sides. Right, but here's the idea. If it was on both sides, then would it not rush to one side and the other side just get higher and higher? So if it was
a
tunnel...
It's a sea, not a river.
I know. I'm just saying it was a long time for them to get across.
I don't understand why there'd have to be a tunnel. You don't think God could just like make a wall of water?
I think he could.
I mean, the tunnel idea is way cool.
Okay.
Like I would dig that, but at the same time, I don't think that's what
it says.
I think
you can see a tunnel like that at Mandalay Bay.
Yeah. I don't think it was a tunnel. I think it was two walls of water. What do you think, our dear listeners? Comment, wall or tunnel? And what do you think about Josh's friend?
Wall.
Do you think Josh really has a friend who thinks it's a tunnel?
I have a friend.
You have a friend.
I have a friend.
But not who thinks it's a tunnel.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to go Red Sea because I just think it would be a huge wall of water.
Yeah.
And I think seeing the fish and everything, I wonder if you could see them, you know. And I've always heard, you know, you hear these animated preachers talk about a little boy. Have y'all ever heard that? A little boy walking through and putting his finger in the water. I wonder if you could put your finger in the water. Like,
I think,
if it would have been hard.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Well, yeah, I know there'd be a mother freaking out, but kids are kids, and you got a lot of kids in that group.
Eat off his finger or something
like
that. No,
that's ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous?
Because the fish isn't going to eat off his finger.
Okay.
All the fish were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a fish, you know, you see, fish would be all coming up to the front. Maybe they swim to it and they fell out of the water.
No, the fish can't get through the Lord's barrier.
Poor fish.
Can you imagine fish flopping out? That's ridiculous.
Can't you picture, like Dory?
This almost feels like heresy.
Dory's swimming along. Just keep swimming. And then all of a sudden she swims right into the air.
No.
And she's flopping on the thing.
But that is a good question, though.
And Joshua, the son of Nun, is there, and he's nice to fish, so he picks it up and throws it back in. That's how I see it.
Maybe it was dinner.
Well,
if Dory could get through the wall of water to go back in.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was that you could only go one direction,
I don't think
the
fish are coming out of the wall, but I do wonder if a little boy could put his finger in the wall and, drag his finger along or whatever.
Yeah. I don't think the mothers would allow that.
Well,
but there are certain Lincolns
out
there, right?
And a lot of animals, yeah.
There's, a kid like Lincoln, and that kid is running toward the water, right?
Yeah, and you, from what I hear, growing up.
No, I was a good kid. I was always obedient.
Yeah. But still, so what do you think? Make a call on it, Josh. What would your friend say?
My friend would have a
theory, I'm
sure. What
would your friend say? The tunnel wall could be penetrated with a human hand?
You're mocking me, aren't you?
Okay, we got to move on. This get out of hand. You're not willing to make a call, are you?
I'm going
to
say
that they could.
One.
I think the human hand could get through there, and it was awesome.
Okay, I'm going to stand on the side of they could as well.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go with the power of fish as well. I think fish could do this. Yeah.
No, fish are not swimming through the wall. Okay, we got to move on. I apologize to our listeners.
I don't apologize because I think this is a valid conversation and will help you in life today.
All right, so a lot of times we have questions that are kind of open-ended about, which Bible character would you, talk to or have lunch with. Today, you've got to choose one of two.
One of two.
Yes. Who would you want to have dinner with?
Oh.
Moses?
Oh.
Or Paul?
Moses or Paul? Moses or Paul? Moses' diet was extremely limited once he went to Sinai.
He could eat whatever you have. You could take him to Maggiano's or Olive Garden.
No. He couldn't even eat. Moses could not have, cheese and meat together.
Yeah, but he would be coming into your era, the age of grace. He's not under the law anymore.
Oh, okay. Moses is not under the law. Oh,
and that's another reason to take Moses to dinner, because you could be like, Moses, check this out.
All right, so what you're saying is both of them are transported through time to our present era, post the new covenant, so that now they could both eat. Not going back to their time and having dinner.
No, it's this time. Your time. We're bringing them to you.
No, see, I object to the question. I think it's you're going back in time to their era and having dinner with them, not them having dinner with you here. What are you going to do? Take them to Maggiano's?
Yeah.
I thought it was about what kind of food you were having, not about who you were talking to.
Well, why would we talk about the food and not the person? That makes no sense.
I'm hungry.
Okay, so which person would you have dinner with?
Which person would I have dinner with?
Oh, yes.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Moses or Paul? It's not that hard of a question.
They're both very intelligent people. Perhaps the most two intelligent people in all the Bible.
Who do you want to talk with?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm a little intimidated by both.
I'm going Moses.
Most of my friends, most of my friends don't listen to this podcast, but my pastor friends would all be yelling.
Your friends.
You want to meet with Paul. You want to meet with Paul. The Apostle Paul.
You're going with Paul. Really? Is that to impress your friend?
My friend that's listening?
Yeah.
My
who believes in the tunnel thing, supposedly.
Except for you.
Or is that, so you're saying you're not impressing your friends?
I don't know anybody else. What?
Okay. You're not impressing your friends. You really would choose Paul?
Yes, I would choose the Apostle Paul. Moses, I don't know, Moses, the whole beard.
Oh, come on.
I don't want to look at that while I'm eating.
You don't think Paul had a beard?
He's dusty.
No, he's in the modern era.
He's been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. I don't know. It's just too much. You know what I mean? He's cranky about all the people.
He's not cranky.
He is.
And you could be cranky with him.
Moses is
be
so...
I am a cranky person. I get you, person. Moses. I know.
But I don't know. I can't imagine walking in with Moses. We're at Outback, right? And I'm in there with Moses.
You're walking with Paul in a robe. You can put them in modern clothes.
I feel Paul could get through. Moses just... It just seems like too much of a fish out of water.
No.
Going back to our last...
Oh,
get it?
Dear.
Fish out of water.
I'm going Moses because I think we'd have a lot of conversation. I could ask him about manna.
Well,
we could talk about leadership.
Moses.
Yeah.
You love Moses.
I'm not going to have anything to say
Paul.
To Paul. I feel like he's going to argue with everything I say.
Oh, yes.
So what kind of dinner? See, you would eat that up.
I would love to argue with Paul and then say you're right.
Because it's dinner. Yeah, you would argue with Paul, and Moses and I will have sweet fellowship and talk about manna and people and ministry
and seeing
God's face. You're
going to have a great relaxing conversation with the man
who... enjoy your dinner.
You're
going to
have a great relaxing conversation with a man who is known for his anger issues.
No! He was the meekest of all men.
Yeah.
Power under control. There it is. I cannot believe you're arguing with my Moses answer.
It's a dumb answer.
That was a trick question.
All right,
failed.
Go.
No, okay, number three.
Next.
Would you rather be able to feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish or heal someone's blindness?
Okay, so Jesus did both.
Yes, and if God gave you the power to do one or the other.
Heal someone's blindness.
Why?
Because I know me, and if I fed that many people with that, it would be so easy to take the glory for that. But you heal one person blindness, and I think it's going to be obvious that that was coming from God. That's just my first thought. I don't know this question, so that's my first thought.
That's interesting.
The second thing is, everybody eats. Everybody's going to eat.
Yeah.
They're going to forget, you know. But the one person who is blind... Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
That was kind of my thought, is I'd rather have something with long-lasting effects, you know, not just one meal.
Right.
But, like, okay,
right.
There's a change that lasts a lifetime.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. I'm with you. We agree. All right, here's one that's kind of from our listeners. Got this question this morning. Would you rather be thrown into a fiery furnace with your friends?
Yep.
Spend the night in the belly of a well.
That sounds so much fun. Go ahead. Second one.
Spend the night in the belly of a well.
Okay, like Jonah.
Uh-huh. And we'll just make it one night to make it more fair. Or one night in a lion's den.
Okay, so the people thrown into the lion into the fiery furnace, what were their names?
Shadrach, Meshach, and a billy goat.
That went a different direction than I thought it would. No, it's not Shadrach, Meshach, and a Bendigo.
Oh, you're going to go with their...
Hananiah,
Azariah, and Mishael-entire.
I'm sorry, I only speak Babylonian. So.
Well, they changed their names, right? The king of Babylon changed their names.
I speak Babylonian more than Hebrew, so I had to go with the Babylonian.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, what was Daniel's Babylonian name?
Belteshazzar.
Oh, bravo.
Wow. Yeah.
I was really nervous saying it.
Over there. Well, because you always think, is it Belteshazzar? Is it Belshazzar?
I never call him. I'm like, Belteshazzar in the lion's den, boys and girls. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that would be a strange title to a sermon. The lion and Belteshazzar. People would have no clue what
you're
talking
about. Why do we use our Babylonian names?
Because it's used more in the narrative.
Mm.
Yep.
So were they compromisers?
Plus, it really sounds great. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah, well, their Hebrew names are just as great. Except I like Abednego because, like I said, when I was little, I call it a billy goat.
I like it.
We've talked about that
before. Like, if you ever watch VeggieTales, how they call them Rack, Shack, and Benny.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one.
The bunny. We are off topic.
Okay. So which one would you prefer? Fiery furnace with your friends.
Uh-huh.
Belly of a well.
Yeah.
Lion's den.
Lion's den, belly of a well. I'm going with the lion's den, and here's why. Here's why. Because in the lion's den, you have a chance to hang out with lions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the belly of a fish. Are
you
kidding
me? But you love fish, Josh. You would spend your whole life fishing. You love the ocean. You want to spend your time in the ocean.
I don't want to be inside of a fish. You know what I mean? Like, I love to eat fish.
It's just one night.
But not for fish to eat me. There's a big difference between
those. Yeah, I mean, you would have the sensation. You know how when you get off, like, after being on a ship or whatever, you feel like you're still floating? Like, you'd be floating in, as you lay down, you'd be floating for days.
No,
like, that relaxing feeling.
This is the strangest. You are so weird.
I'm trying to help you because you like fish and you will enjoy that experience.
I feel like you're mocking me in a way. I feel like you're mocking what I like.
I would never do it. I'm actually afraid of fish. Long story. But I am. I literally have a phobia of fish.
She's a freak.
No,
I
am.
She's afraid of fish.
The little ones more so than the big ones.
Yeah.
So, like, if we had something like, I don't know, if there was an orca, if it was an orca, that might be kind of cool, but still gross.
No, it'd be
smelly.
Yeah, you're right. It'd be so cool to be inside of an orca.
Orcas. But I'm going to go with the lion's den, too. My reason is because my dad used to tell me this story as a bedtime story.
Oh.
And my southern daddy would talk about Daniel would be uncomfortable, and he'd say, I need a pillow for my head. You come on over here, kitty cat. And he, you know, the one lion would walk over and be a pillow for his head. And then he'd talk about getting cold. He'd have two. He'd call two over. And I just can't picture Daniel in the Lion's Den any other way. Belteshazzar in the Lion's Den any other way but that. So I'm going Lion's Den.
You know, your dad did that story with our kids, and I have it recorded. I have it recorded where he's telling the Daniel story.
And my dad's got a real deep voice that's very calming and soothing.
He has a very calming,
and
deep
lion-esque
voice like mine.
Yeah.
My deep voice.
Yes.
That's about as deep as
I
it
love
gets.
It
still sounds like a soprano.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's talk about eating. Would you rather eat like Daniel, which is vegetables only,
yeah,
or Elijah and the widow, bread only?
So the Daniel diet, which is vegetables.
Yep.
Or the bread diet, which is Elijah. But here's the problem with Elijah. Elijah only had one little loaf. And then they kept eating. That's right. You know what? I'm going to go with Daniel in the vegetable diet. Because
I like veggies, baby. And I like vegetables, but come on.
Yeah, but you can eat bread the rest of your life and that's
sustained.
It. Like, that's it.
I think I could do it, man.
I don't know.
Like, I love it. Bread only. And imagine that bread. It's the Lord, you know, his stuff that he makes is better. They're just eating, you know, the king's stuff. I mean, it's good, but it's
I'm
not like holy and, you know, miraculously made.
Hey, man, if you're vegetarian, you can still have vegetarian pizza. You know what I mean?
I guess so, but that's not included in the Daniel diet.
Oh, it would be.
No.
I would transform the Daniel diet.
Oh, no, no, no.
Would you rather?
Would you rather have the strength of Samson or the riches of Solomon?
The strength of Samson. Oh, that's easy. Are you kidding me?
Really? I think this is a tough one. I haven't decided on my answer yet.
Oh, my word. Okay, so here it is. The riches of Solomon. And here's why. Because you can hire 50 Samsons to surround you at all times. You can, I want the money. Show me the denarii.
The denarii. Okay. I think I'm going to go with the money too. But we've got to assume that you can't like hire trainers. Like you can't be both.
Are you physically fit? Of course you could.
No, you've got to be a little flabby. If you're going to be rich, you got to be have a little flabby. You don't have to be obese, you got to be flabby.
Solomon could hire
any
trainer he wanted to.
No, it doesn't. You can't do that.
So you're saying if you're
scenario.
A king, you're going to be weak. Oh, you're back to Prince William.
No. Oh, that is terrible. No, I am saying for would you rather to work.
Got him.
You have to make this one a one or the other. You can have strength.
Okay.
And be very strong, or you can be very rich, but you can't make yourself strong.
That's not what
the
would you rather said. You're changing the rules on me.
No, this is how would you rather's work.
If
one of us is a would you rather expert, my friend.
So are you saying okay? So you're saying if I chose Samson, you could have zero money, ever.
You could have a little money. I didn't say you had to be obese if you were wealthy, but you have to be a little flabby. You can't be like doing CrossFit in your palace.
A little flabby. I mean, describe a little flabby. That's very subjective.
I don't want to because it could be offensive. Because I might.
I'm taking that personally.
All right. Actually, I can say that this is radio or a podcast you can't see,
can
but
I still
Josh
be
is in better shape than me. There it is. I said it.
Okay, so can I be me right now? Can I be this and still have the stuff of Solomon?
You can't get stronger than this.
Okay, then that's fine. I'll take it because I feel fantastic.
Okay.
I'm in the best shape of my life.
Okay, I'm going to say, here's what I'm going to say, and this is going to blow your minds.
What?
It's not just strength. I'm going to change it a little bit. If I could be like a healthy, strong, trim, like, and it doesn't change, my size doesn't change. I am trim and I wear the same dress size all the time till I die.
Yeah.
And I'm strong. I got muscles.
You don't need the money.
I'm toned. I don't need the money.
I
don't want to be like a bodybuilder. I don't need to be pushing down walls.
All right. This is,
but
this,
I would take that over money.
This works
over
out perfectly.
Millions.
Here's why. Because I'll have the money. And you'll have the strength, and we can be married.
Okay.
And then I'll buy you what you need.
Okay,
and
sounds
good.
And you
can protect me from the Philistines. I could be like, go and burn down the fields of the Philistines, and you'll be able to do it, and I'll be able to pay for the legal fees.
That is my dream, is to have like the continual health without working for it. I heard that said that some people think that single girls want to find the perfect man. That's not true. We want to be able to, well, not we anymore. I'm not single now, but girls want to be able to eat whatever they want and not get fat. And that is the dream, my friends.
Eat whatever you want and not get fat. Yes, I would love that too.
I'm going on the bread diet, the widow's bread, but I'm going to be strong. And yes, I didn't realize it would, but there it is.
Next, would you rather?
All right. Would you rather be Gideon with an army of 300 against 135,000, or Joshua trusting that walking around and shouting would bring down the walls of Jericho?
Joshua.
Why?
Because my name is Joshua.
That was a deep answer. Wow. I'm glad you're putting a lot of thought into this, Josh.
I want you to know that I have put a lot of thought into it, in the sense that I would like to walk around Jericho 7 times, and I would like to see God do the battle. And I don't like the name Gideon.
Okay. Giddy up, Gideon. All right. I think I'm going to answer.
Can you say that again?
Giddy up, Gideon.
Okay, that's
I don't know what that means. There it is. It's the only thing I could think of that went with Gideon. I think I'm going to go with Gideon, though.
Okay.
I would probably regret it because I know this will be a surprise to our listeners, but I have not actually seen battle.
Yeah.
But I think I want to be in there, like, doing it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, nope. It would be scary, but then imagine, like, you stand around, I picture these 300 on top of a hill.
Yeah.
And, like, they have battled their way up the hill, and there's nothing but, you know, dead carcasses.
Yeah, that sounds like a movie I want to watch, but not a battle I want to be in.
And then to stand there, you're exhausted after, I think how you feel after a really good workout.
Yeah.
You're exhausted, and you're like, oh, and you look,
I'm pretty
and you're
sure
just
it's
like,
not the same for war.
You don't think so?
No, I'm pretty sure they're not sitting there, whew, man, that felt good. I need me a Chipotle.
You don't think they get that rush of adrenaline once they're through and the relief of it's over?
I'm not going to speak into this.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with battling the 300 against 135,000.
Okay.
So I get to be like in the midst of it.
It would be fascinating.
In this Would You Rather, we are going to do something that I think
is your favorite thing. Battling, I'm interested. Like, what is your armor? Are you like Wonder Woman?
Yeah, like totally.
Like, I said Wonder Woman. You're Wonder Woman. Now it makes more sense. I'm wondering, like, where is this fantasy coming from? And the ideas.
Well, not, I mean, like,
I could
I'm
see
more
you
Black Widow.
Kind of doing the,
I would hope I'd be, you know,
your
the
Black
Russian
Widow.
Spy.
So
but,
you, all right. Okay.
You know, doing
she
all
wasn't
the karate
Russian,
moves.
By the way. So just
she
so
wasn't?
You know. No.
I've never read a comic book with her. I just like the Avengers. So, and I can't wait for her
movie. She's American, even though her name is Russian. Just so you know. Yeah.
Are you for real?
Yes.
You just blew my mind.
Sorry.
Okay, moving on. We are going to do something in the midst of this Would You Rather that I know is your favorite thing.
What is it?
Because you think it's kind of ridiculous, but I'm doing it. Go. It is the word association with Bible characters.
I hate these.
Don't worry. There's only like four of them.
No, I could totally do this.
All right, so the word association, remember, I want you to dig deep in your Bible character knowledge.
Okay.
And as I say this, last time we talked about animals, I would name an animal and say, who do you relate to? Which Bible character relates to this animal? Or if they were an animal, which would they be? All right, this time we're going with plants. So if a Bible character was this plant, who would it be? Are you ready? First one, palm tree.
Jephthah.
I'm so sick of hearing you say Jephthah.
Well, like, no, like.
Okay, explain your answer.
You said palm tree?
Yeah.
Of course. Jephthah is like a palm tree. And and the Bible talks about how how Jephthah was a judge who killed his kid. And like palm trees.
He didn't kill his kid.
No,
she was dedicated to the Lord's
had,
service.
We've had this discussion.
Yes.
No, a palm tree. Let's be honest.
Go with that. Killed his kid. How does a palm tree
remind
you of a person killing their child?
Don't force me to keep explaining my joke that was a dumb joke.
All right,
okay.
Palm tree, for real.
Palm tree. A Bible character that reminds me that
yeah.
Well, I think of Moses because he led the children of Israel to a place with 70 palm trees.
70 palm trees?
That's what it says. Place of 70 palms.
What's that called? Like, is it? Does it have?
I think
name?
It was a resort called 70 Palms. I think
I
it was a resort
that, so.
In the Negev.
Okay, interesting.
By the way, I used the word Negev.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Thank you.
For palm tree, I'm going to go with actually similar. Miriam. Okay. I went with Moses' sister because I think of Egypt and the desert with palms, and then I think about how she had to be flexible. How she had to be strong and led in worship. And I just think about her standing up like a palm tree.
I like it.
Was it Deborah who sat under a palm tree, though? What was it? She sat under a tree, and I can't remember what tree it was. Okay, we'll look that up. We'll get back to you on Deborah's tree. I'm sure Crystal's looking it up. She will let us know. Okay, so Rose.
She really does treat you like a good producer, huh? Sweet Baby James, can you look that up? Thank you.
Okay, Rose.
Rose. Oh, a rose.
It was a palm tree, folks. Deborah sat under a palm tree, so we should say Deborah.
Wow. Okay, I think of Jesus because he was the Rose of Sharon.
That is hard not to think of Jesus with that one.
Yeah.
I agree, and normally I say Jesus is not an acceptable answer because he could be all these.
I'm also
going to
go with Esther because she was probably beautiful as a rose.
Yes, I see that. I could see that. I'm going to say Deborah because she's on my mind because we just talked about politics. Yep. No, but I think about it because Deborah was this beautiful source of knowledge, and I think she had many roles. She's very intricate, like a rose.
I see
many
that.
Layers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I like the thorns, which kind of show protection and strength. I think she was tough. So I'm going with Deborah for the rose.
All right.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay, next. A cactus.
Cactus. Oh. Hmm. Well, it's the first one that comes to mind, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. Who did you think of?
Mine is kind of funny. I thought of Thomas, the disciple. And that's kind of the first, I don't know why, but I just think like, I don't know, I picture a cactus being kind of afraid.
Yeah.
And poking at everything. So that's kind of how I feel Thomas was. He's afraid. He's like, oh. That's Thomas. So.
He was like, what?
You have to see the motions.
No, but he was like, what?
Our listeners can't see it. Like, imagine my hands poking like.
He's like, huh.
He's like, because he's so scared and afraid. No. Thomas, who would you say?
Who is like a cactus in the Bible? You know I hate these.
I know you do.
I don't know who was like a cactus
but
in the Bible.
It expands your Bible thinking.
No, it expands nothing.
It's a creative workshop.
It decreases my brain is shrinking.
No, it's a creative workshopping.
Oh, that's true. It's
that
a creative workshop.
It really actually helps you think beyond.
Oh, man. There's somebody listening to this in their car or at the gym right now, and they're yelling at a Bible character, and they're trying to say, this is the Bible character who's like a cactus. And I have no idea.
Oh, Crystal's got
Esau
and John the Baptist.
I'm
going to
go with Esau.
Like
Esau is like a cactus. Yeah. Yes.
He's hairy. Some cactuses are kind of fuzzy.
Yeah, a little red cactus. Yeah.
A little red cactus. Oh, dear.
That's what I'm going with. Yeah. All right, that's it.
All right, you ready?
Let's do another Would You Rather.
No, we've got two more plants,
okay.
And I refuse to let this stop. Aloe plant.
An aloe plant?
Yes.
So something that is soothing. Who is the most? Barnabas.
Ooh,
Barnabas,
that's better
the
than
aloe
my
plant.
Answer. That is way better than my answer.
Drop the mic.
That is really good.
Yeah,
see,
I know it is.
You should enjoy this. You do so well.
Well,
I went with Daniel, and I don't know why. I just think about Daniel, and I really don't have an answer for that.
It's because you were thinking about the lion's den earlier.
No, it had something. I was thinking more about prayer and dedication, but I don't know how that plays into aloe and the healing.
Last one.
Please. Okay, last one. Venus flytrap.
The Venus flytrap. Oh, Jezebel.
Me too.
Oh!
Immediately, that's what I thought, because she's this pretty plant. She's maybe a little bit seductive, and
she
then she eats you up.
You alive.
Yes.
That is a woman I am afraid of, and she lived 3,000 years ago.
Yeah.
But she scares me.
She is. I'm telling you, she's tough.
You come across Jezebels in life?
Yeah. In fact, you know what?
You want to name them?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't think that would be a good idea for this show.
I don't think that'd be a good idea either.
So I'm going to close with our last Would You Rather.
Would You Rather, final one.
Based upon that Jezebel answer, I'm going to bring up a Would You Rather I was saving for later.
Ooh.
So who would you rather have to counsel or deal with of these two people?
So I'm in my council or I'm in at the church and Melanie has scheduled a counseling session. And the person that arrives is?
Either Ahab. Or Nabal. Have fun with that one.
Ahab. Nabal's an idiot. I know whatever I say to Nabal, Nabal's not going to do. Nabal's a fool. Nabal's a moron. I don't like him.
Yeah.
Ahab's evil, but I think I could get to the root of his issues. He's got some mama issues.
Yeah.
clearly, he actually has some papa issues. He needs to know what to do with his wife. I would say I would counsel him. God
but
hates divorce, but it's time to leave her.
But then you get to have a session with Jezebel, who you're afraid of.
I would say straight up, no, I wouldn't. I would say leave Jezebel. Divorce her.
Oh, my word.
Oh, I would straight up say leave Jezebel, divorce her.
Wow. Listeners, we're going to have some comments after this.
Oh, and I would do it. Oh, no. I'm 100% right on this.
It's fun. Would you rather suddenly got heated and serious?
I would do it based upon what happens when Ezra tells the people, it's time to get right with God, leave your wives, divorce them that are keeping that are leading you astray into false idolatry.
I feel like I need to give a
worship.
Disclaimer here. If you're in a marriage with an unsaved person, that is not what my husband is saying to
do. I'm not saying that you divorce.
Yes.
I'm saying within this historical time
within
frame.
Within the time frame.
Of the law in Judaism,
but we're
going to
reference
Israel,
the age of grace and the fact that you should seek to win out that person if they are not seeking to leave you. You seek to.
I'm glad
win
you're
them
bringing some reality
so
to the context.
I'm going
to
throw that in there.
I would totally say leave Jezebel.
Yes.
Now,
and if you feel like you're married to Jezebel,
right,
you're probably not. Okay, so I'm going to throw that out there.
Well,
too.
Well, I mean, they might be if they if okay. Listen,
it's
if
highly unlikely.
If your wife worships Baal and slaughters slaughters priests of God, then maybe she's Jezebel.
There
if
you
she
go.
Hasn't slaughtered people recently, then she's probably not as bad as Jezebel. But regardless, that's exactly what I tell Ahab. I deal with his father issues, his mother issues, and I would deal with the Jezebel issue by saying, it's time to leave. I will not meet with you a second time unless divorce proceedings have already begun. That's exactly what I would say.
Wow.
Yep.
You know,
that's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
I was going to go with Ahab as well. And the more I heard you talk, the more I thought, I think I'd rather deal with Nabal. And at least I'd have his wife, Abigail, who could, maybe I could counsel her alongside and have her come help us.
Nabal
I think,
won't let Abigail
I think
come
you're,
in.
I think you're right. He's not going to listen. And I've dealt with people who
oh,
won't listen.
Word.
They just wanted to complain about the problems and
if
cry
I had to deal
and
with
bellyache
Nabal,
and I'm so sorry. And then they keep going back to it with no desire
right.
for repentance.
If I had to deal with Nabal, I would want Jezebel to come and slay me.
Okay. All right. I think I'm going to have to go with Ahab. I had no idea that the question I was going to end on would turn so dark and so serious. I thought
it's
it was going to be more
and
fun,
it
and I apologize
fun.
To our
it
listeners.
It is fun. I like thinking about that. I think I could help Ahab. I
what
think
about
I,
you?
All we have who, to do is get rid of Jezebel, and Ahab can be helped.
Who would you rather counsel? Would you, like us, rather deal with Ahab, perhaps?
Yeah.
Or would you say, you know what? I think there's hope for Nabal. And let us know in the comments. Go on our Facebook page, Bible Talks with Josh and Heather. Let us know. Or if you have a would you rather that we didn't ask, let us know so we can include that in one of our upcoming podcasts. Thank you so much for
I'd
listening to the Bible Talks today.
Timothy.
That's not an option.
He would listen.
Thank you for continuing on in that. He's like an aloe plant.
Yeah, there you go.
No, he's like a sponge soaking up the truth.
That's right. He's soaking up the truth. Yeah.
I don't think sponges in nature
like
soak
counsel,
things up.
Timothy.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you for listening to this episode of the Bible Talks with Josh and Heather.
Yes.
On our next episode, we have something very different to discuss.
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to this
one. It's kind of a marriage topic.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the five love languages, a book that Heather and I really enjoy, and talk about how they relate to your relationship with your spouse or your children or your friends and what your love language might be.
Now, make sure if you love this podcast, because we know you do, subscribe to it, okay? So you don't miss a single one. Click that button.
And if you're saying, but how do I subscribe? I'm listening to this podcast. How do I subscribe? All you need to do is Google, how do I subscribe to the podcast? Now, look, if you're watching this, if you're listening on iTunes, there's a subscribe button. If you're listening on Podomatic, there's a subscribe button. And what'll happen is it'll send you an email every single time we upload a new episode, which typically happens on Tuesday.
Yeah. It'll make your week right there in the middle where you're in that slump.
Boom.
Yeah, we're there for you, friends. All right, thanks for listening, and remember,
when the Bible talks,
we'd better listen.